Hi everyone, Rabbi Yisrael Bernath here. I am honored to have Eliza Ben Shalom with me this evening. We are preparing for a really special course that we're going to be giving together. Eliza, what do you think?
I'm gonna burst the bubble. It's called the Kabbalah of Love. Okay, first of all, who doesn't love love? Everybody loves love. And who doesn't want to learn about Kabbalah? Like, from the love rabbi, no less. Like, from the love rabbi to learn the Kabbalah of love. Like, actually, the deep wisdom that exists about love and relationships. Rabbi, okay, here's what I want to know. First of all, is there like a recipe, right? Is there a recipe for love?
Is there a recipe for love in Kabbalah?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a recipe. So like, you can tell me the ingredients to put in, what to do and how and when, like you can define that for me, like what that looks like and feels like.
Absolutely. And I think that so often we think that love is this emotion and how can I can't control who I fall in love with. I can't control what's going to happen. I can't control. It's just going to happen. And a lot of people also think, oh, it's just going to happen.
Right.
Where?
So wait, I'm sorry. You just told everybody it's not just going to happen. And that it doesn't just like form spontaneously. So now like you just ruined it. You just ruined love for everybody, Rabbi. You ruined love. What do you... I'm waiting for it. It's not just going to happen. It's not going to be spontaneous. I'm not just going to magically know. Will I magically know?
No.
And
I just want to, maybe I bursted the bubble, but will you watch Aladdin and Jasmine on the magic carpet with singing A Whole New World on 5,000 times in repeat?
It does feel a little bit magical, yeah.
But will you watch it 5,000 times on repeat? So that magic is how long is the song? 4 minutes? That magic carpet ride is 4 minutes. Is that what you're looking for in your life?
No, I expect to live and be married a lot longer than 4 minutes. Oh, so I can't count on that magic carpet ride to be the thing. Okay.
You want the love last for 4 minutes. Yes.
Okay. So what I hear you saying, like at the root of what you're saying, is also like love is not enough. Like, oh, I love you and you love me. Let's get married. Yay. And like, is love enough?
It's enough for 4.5 minutes. Yeah. It's enough for a 2-hour movie, if that's the kind of love you want. But if you want a love that's going to last, that's going to be nurturing and enduring, then you need a different recipe.
So then we really have to learn, like, what is love? Which brings up, like, a million different songs in my head. A million different things. What is love, baby, don't hurt me?
What's love got to do with it?
What's love got to do with it? That's such a good one. Oh, now I just want to go listen to music and not this podcast anymore.
for the past year and a half, you and I have been taking people's questions every single week. We have a podcast called Matchmaker Matchmaker, and every single week we answer one question, and we have no idea what the question is going to be. We literally ask the question. I don't even look at it beforehand. I read the question off of, you know, the question that people, so we have hundreds of questions that were sent every week. And then we banter it until there's nothing left to banter and call it a day.
Yep.
And now that we've been doing this and we have answered so many questions, what would you say is the common denominator? What are we hearing more than anything? What's going on out there?
What I'm hearing from people at the root of it, not a question, but I'm hearing people say, I just want to understand this thing. I want to understand love. I want to understand soulmates. I want to understand relationships. I want to understand how to get it. I want to understand how to keep it. I want to know what's the carpet ride? What's the recipe? I want to understand what is going on here. And, you know, it's not my area of expertise. I might be a doctor or a lawyer, an accountant. There may be many things that I do, but I don't sit and hyper-focus on love and relationships. I don't study it. So I just don't know the answers. And I'd really like the cliff notes to it. That's what I really hear people saying. And you in your lifetime have focused on this so much so that you were called the love rabbi. And I have focused on it so much that I'm the Jewish matchmaker that is just obsessed with helping people find and understand and experience love. And when we met, this is what we started talking about. And it's the only thing that we can talk about. And what I really find fascinating, by the way, is that we still fight about it. Like we still actually like dig into certain questions and we do not agree on certain things. And the things that there's a lot of things we agree on, like
a lot of things we don't agree on.
Right. But there's specific topics that really like get to you.
Yes. Yes.
One topic in particular you want to share? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly. It comes up so often. I was just doing speaking about this weekend about relationships, and someone asked me that, and it keeps on coming up.
Yeah. So okay, I'm gonna let you in on our little banter here. So I happen to not just love. I'm also like a numbers person, like analysis and like processing things. And so I love, but I also love the equation of love. And I'm always doing a calculation. And people will ask, what do you appreciate about them, right? I want to know how much, to what degree do you appreciate this? To what degree do you need this? And I like people to rank things. And one of the things that people talk about rankings, I'm so sorry, close your ears, Rabbi, la, 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 don't listen. But people talk about looks. Now, in addition to everything else in dating, looks is like one of those things that we also talk about / rank. And it drives Rabbi up a wall. I did have on the show, Jewish Matchmaking on Netflix. So there was one guy and he said, I think this made it in. Yeah, I remember him telling me, but he said, look, I'm a 6. Okay. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 6, but with my personality, I'm a 9, right? Like in looks, I'm a 6, but looks plus personality, I'm a 9. I sparkle, I shine, I pop. But I know if you just look at my face, if I don't open my mouth, you're going to think I'm a 6.
And you like that.
He's like, and I think I'm a 6. And you're like, yeah, you are. But when you open your mouth, you're a 10. You got so much to offer. You're fun and engaging and playful. And like, you've got this sparkle and shine and pop. But I'm going to say, I don't think I'm a 10. If you would ask me to rank myself on looks, there's people that are far more beautiful than I am in the world, for sure. Like no questions and like not even a single hesitation, you know? Okay. I don't have a problem not being a 10, you know? It doesn't matter.
Here's my issue. The couples that I set up, I want to see them walking down the street holding hands in 60 years. And everyone will agree that they're not going to be 10s or 8s or 7s or 6s in 60 years from now.
Rabbi, I know. And I say personality doesn't fade, okay? We know that looks fade.
So that's why. Forget about the looks. Let's talk personality.
No, because God gave you eyes.
Okay.
If God forbid a person is blind and they're not able to see, then looks isn't it's not part of the equation for them.
What I say to a lot to the singles that I talk to is I say, does he abhor you? Can you not, if you can't look at his face, I understand that.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. This is everybody listening. You're just getting into a little bit of the banter here just so you can understand where we really knock heads. Okay. Rabbi, you're married. Okay. Yeah. I don't even have to ask you, but I know that you wouldn't in your mind think to marry somebody who was a four. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. Your wife for sure is not a four. I've met her in person, right? But you would never marry a four. Now, you might not say that in words. You'd just be like, oh, it's not my type of person. But like, you're just saying it's like a look, not that somebody is a four, but like you don't feel like something that matches me that would work for me. And that's what it means. It's not in alignment enough for me. Right. And somebody who says that somebody's, I don't care, an 8, a 10, whatever. To you, they're a 10, and to somebody else, they're a 6. So it's actually completely irrelevant universally and only relevant personally. It's really only relevant to you because it's based on what works for you, for the individual. We're not ranking them in terms of like a beauty pageant here, right? Like I'm not a judge on a pageant going, let me tell you, it's 7.6.
But it becomes that. And look, you, my wife and I, number one, definitely what I would say is that if I didn't like to look at her, I wouldn't have married her. But right. I didn't marry her because of her looks. I married her because of who she is.
Correct. I'm so with you. So with you. You've got to like the inside first. It's totally why I talk about this whole 5-date challenge and not even touching, right? Like you can experience looking at the outside, but like look, but don't touch. It's like the fragile glass shop, you know, please don't touch. You break it, you buy it, you know? So I agree that you have to really appreciate the inside, but we're a body and a soul. There's two parts here. So it can't just be that I like the inside. It has to be that I also appreciate and value what's on the outside. But to what degree do I need it to be in alignment with what I want? Like, do I need to have everything that's in my brain? Or am I just looking for a mystical, magical unicorn? Like, horses exist. Rhinoceroses exist. But is there a unicorn? Well, I can't say that there isn't one because maybe there is. But I definitely can't confirm that there is one because nobody has ever seen one. Right? Like,
right. Right. Okay. I can accept that. I can accept that. But as long as it's not, as long as I can say to the men, looks cannot be number one. I don't care fours, fives, or sixes, or 30s. I don't care.
I've just expanded the number line. We only went to 10, Rabbi. Please don't give anybody numbers after 10. We don't want to talk about 30s. No.
No, it's funny because a lot of people don't know this, but I'm a licensed sommelier, and in general, when we're tasting wine, we actually go to 20, because we find that 0 to 10 is not enough of a range.
Jaw drop! Like what?
Yes, it's not
okay.
Not
so I do. Well, listen, I do have a guy that I work with. And when we do our number line thing, because we do it about personality, we do about values, about beliefs, where those are in alignment. We do it with everything. It's not just a looks thing. And he literally, he'll be like, he'll be thinking and then he'll go, yeah, I'd say about a 7.6. No, 8. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, Elisa, you know, like I'm okay with like 6, 6.5, 7, 7.5. He's like 7.8, you know, like you can't just give me a half.
By the way,
he's very specific.
If he's going
it.
To 7.6, that's 0 to 100, basically. Because 7.6 is a 76 of 100.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's really going out of 100. I'll mention that. I'll mention that to him the next time. Now I'm just going to tell him, do the wine sommelier thing, only go to 20. maybe that's good for the people that want to do out of 100.
Because you need a spectrum. In life, you need a spectrum. And sometimes. No, 1 to 10 is not enough.
No, I do really actually think 1 to 10 represents to 100 to me. Like I would say, I would do it percentage wise, actually.
Okay, so it's really 70%.
76%. If he's 7 point, yeah, 76%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I like percentages. I like numbers. It's, I'll you tell like numbers. You why. I'll tell you why I like numbers. They add up. And right. So if it doesn't add up, if there's not enough there to carry a relationship for a lifetime, then don't marry it. Like it has to, that's why. I mean, it's like a phrase that I'm saying it has to add up, but I literally mean it really has to add up. And here's another reason why I like the numbers. You take your thinking and your feelings, two things you cannot see, you cannot quantify because it lives within you, and you quantify it. With a number, with something grounded in this world that my brain can evaluate. Because if I'm just like, well, I like this, but I don't like that, and there's this scale that's teeter-tottering back and forth, I can't make sense of it. There's too many things. So to me, I literally take love and turn it into a formula, and I do it mathematically, and you're the rabbi, so you know it Kabbalistically. And I know it numerically. I think between the two of us, we've got a winning thing going on here.
I could come onto your team with this thing, as long as it's not the first thing we talk about when it comes to the
game. I know. I have a whole formula. It's called Soulmate Clarity. This is a whole nother, see, I like systems. So this is a whole nother system, but it takes this calculation of who you are, what you want and need, and compares it to who you're with. And we do it numerically, and then we represent it visually. And it's like a brain massage for me. Like, I look at it, and everything that somebody, you could sit down and you could like do, you know, a half an hour coaching session and like pour your heart out, and you're blah, 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 and you get to the end and you're like, what do you think? Right. And I literally have this vision in my head of what I think. And now I have a formula for how to show you what I think about what you just expressed to me. And I think that the same way I have certain formulas and things and how I think about relationships and love, you have the Kabbalah of love. You have the teachings from the Kabbalah that outline what is love and what does it look like, and is there true love, and what is a soulmate, and like how to dig into all of this. And I think between the two of us, I think we got a lot of good stuff, like a lot of good knowledge that we can just combine and stick it into the Kabbalah of Soulmates course.
I'm really excited about this course. It's the first time we're doing a course together.
Yeah.
Podcast for over a year.
That's we've right. Done a we've lot been doing of this events. Podcast, and this is our first course.
We've done a lot of events in person. Yeah. We've done we've done a lot of stuff together. We've done matchmaker trainings together. Yes. We've done events all over the world.
International conferences and programs across the globe.
Yeah, but never a course together. And I'm really excited about...
And it's virtual, so anybody can come. It's online.
Yeah. This is really exciting. And we're gonna go over so many different things. We're going to go over, what is love? Is love enough? Does true love exist? Our soulmates are just a figure of speech. That was a very interesting conversation that you and I were having about that. Can you control who you fall in love with? And what I'm really excited about is one that's going to be really, really tough. And we're going to have to battle this out. As you can see, we like to battle it out. The secret that makes souls mate, to make the souls work. Can we figure out a secret that actually makes souls click?
And by secret, I mean formula. That's formula. What Elise means.
For you. Secret for me, formula for you. And right. It's starting March 1st. So it's going to be a mix between classes, and then we're also going to have live discussion.
Virtual pre-recorded classes that are available, and then live Q&A where we actually dig into whatever is on anybody's mind. I'm so excited. This is my favorite topic in the whole world, Rabbi.
And if it's your favorite topic, if you like it, I'm going to use Aliza numbers. If you like it, like Aliza and I, when we talk about relationships, it's like 10. Everything is just 10. When you start talking about relationships, I'm on this 10. Not a 7.6. It's a 10. Kabbalah I'm on at a 10.
Rabbi, you're on at a 20.
If you even like it a 2, come on board with us. If you like it a 1, I don't know if you're going to, yeah. I mean, you have to like at least a 2.
Wait, listen, you either have to like love or Kabbalah or soulmates or rabbi or me. And if you like all of them, just join us. It's a no-brainer.
I'm actually really excited for this course. And I'm excited to see what's going to come up as a result of it and how we can really expand this and see a way of kind of bringing all these worlds together, which we've never done before.
Yeah. And I'm also just going to say that we have an anonymous partial sponsor. And so the course is only $97 for 6 classes and 3 live Zoom sessions and, oh, a gorgeous workbook. So like, we're not just going to talk, but like you actually get to dig in and work and hash all this stuff out for yourself in your own life.
I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. I love love. I love also like, I love that there's a source somewhere that's going to give us a guideline. Like, it's not like, well, what do you think it is? And what do you think about this? Let's like do a little bit of philosophy. Like, it's not the philosophy of love. It's the Kabbalah of love. It's the Kabbalah of soulmates.
And the whole idea of soulmates, which is such an obvious thing for so many people, but we translate it in a way that maybe it needs a new definition.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do it. All right, send the people the link.
Okay, and the link is going to be in the notes.
And hello to the Love Rabbi audience. And I'm just very happy to meet you guys. And maybe you'll invite me back sometime.
Anytime.
Tell me, do people write to you and like request things? So request topics on dating, relationships, and love, anything you want to know. And I'll come back with Rabbi and we'll schmooze it out.
Yeah. And if you don't want to request anything, just go to we have a podcast. We put it out every single week. It's called Matchmaker Matchmaker. And it's all over wherever you're getting this podcast. You are going to get that podcast. And if you haven't listened to any of our bantering, it sounds a lot like this.
Oh, it's even better. It's even because it's funnier because we like just, I don't know. We got it. We did. It's crazy. I'm just going to tell you what we did. Here's numbers again, but we did 50 episode recordings. Like we took everybody's question and I was live in Montreal and we did 50 episode recordings in 2 days. That means like half and half.
Tell them that we do it once a week. What are you talking about?
We release it once a week, Rabbi. Oh. Come on. This is like, you know, gotta be true. No, but now we ran out because we've been running the podcast for a year. So now we do have to record it every week.
But when we get together, we usually do a couple at a time. Like the last time we just recorded like, I think 8 or 9 at a time, right?
Yeah. But that was Zoom. That wasn't, you know, in person. If it's going to be worth my while, it's just like, I need 50.
Well, we're going to be spending, we're doing a bunch of live events coming up. By the way, we're doing a bunch of live events. We have a really great event next weekend in Edison, New Jersey. If you are listening to this and somehow we are doing a Saturday night event together in Edison, New Jersey. It is, what is that Saturday night? That is March 2nd. Mm-hmm. So right after our course comes out, we're going to be on stage and you can join us. You know what? I'll put the information also in the show notes for you to join us live.
Amazing.
Edison, New Jersey. A lot of people are in the tri-state area, right?
I don't know where your listeners are, Rabbi.
I don't know.
You didn't give me the numbers and the stats.
I don't even think I know the numbers and stats. You have to go in there and get them. Okay. Thank you, Aliza. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for joining me tonight. And we'll do this again.
Thanks for having me.